Greetings, saints of God. We're continuing this very important topic, why God's love must work. And we talked about the fact that it's not puffed up. We said it's not puffed up. It counters fear. It's a source of love. It completes us. And now we want to look at the fact that this type of love is not pretentious. It doesn't pretend. It doesn't behave as if it is with when it is not. And that pretending is a type of dissimulation in action. This love causes us to express real, genuine concern and love for others, not pretending to love people. You know, some persons come around you and they pretend that they like you, but they don't like you in their heart. They're stabbing you, they're killing you in their heart. But they just are in your company because they have no choice but to be. But does that mean that they don't really love you, or do they envy you, is a question. And so as I turn the Bible pages to find Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12 and verses 9 to 10, the Bible says, let love be without dissimulation, without pretense. Hate, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. God help me. In honor, preferring one another. That's a very difficult thing, saints. Let love be without dissimulation. Don't be pretentious about love. If you're loving love, if you don't love, just you don't love. But you can't not love, because love is of God. Genuine love comes from God towards others. The other verse says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. We must love our neighbor as ourselves, love our brothers as we love ourselves, our sisters as we love ourselves. And the word of God says, in honor, preferring one another. So we don't try to prove that we're better than the other person. In fact, the scripture says, esteem others better than ourselves. And so we have to remain humble. When we're not puffed up, we think that we're better than other people. It is not the way of Christ. It's not the way of the word of God. We are called to be servants. Jesus Christ said, I came not to be served, but to serve. And if our Lord and Master demonstrated that he came to serve, as God's people, it's our mission and duty also to serve others as Christ served us. Peter had a challenge with that statement, because servants are not served by masters. And Christ has reversed that traditional practice. He said, are you Lord and Master? Do this. Do also to each other. He was showing them that none of them was better than the other. So they don't get conceited and puffed up and believe that they are better than each other. He wanted them to be one, even as he and the Father are one. And that's what he was demonstrating. Love does that. Love bring us on the same level, that we don't think other person esteem others better than ourselves. We do esteem others better than ourselves in the sense of being humble. But when it comes to how we deal with each other as God's people, we have respect for the lowest man, that this person who is seen to be insignificant. That person can be ascribed with great honor, bless God, than the person who already have all that life has to give. When we're able to honor the person that is despised and rejected, it speaks of the love of God. And that's what we need to be practicing as God's people. Not easy. But when we are doing it as God's children, it must be done without pretense. And so as we put a wrap on this segment of the love that must work, it's important to understand that love embraces. It embraces patience. Love embraces kindness. It embraces truth. It is resilient. It is guided by faith. Believe all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. And it is persevering. It never fails. On the flip side of that, love resists the following. It resists envy. That means that it's not envious. It It rejects boasting. It rejects arrogance, rudeness, selfishness. Doesn't insist on its own way of doing things. Anger. It's not easily irritated. It rejects resentment. And also rejects wrongdoing. Doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth, as the word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So here we know that for love to work, we have to understand what it embraces and what it resists. All right? Love embraces patience, kindness, truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hope all things, endure all things. And love never fails. On the flip side, love is not envious, not boastful, not arrogance, it's not rude, it's not selfish, it does not encourage anger outside of what is tolerated in scripture. Be angry and sin not. It's not resentment, it's not resentful, and it does not encourage or celebrate wrongdoing. That is what love is all about. We're going to continue to look at the love story and see why love must win in the next segment. God bless you.